So continuing in Hilchos Talmud Torah, so already discussed fairly extensively a father's obligation to teach his son Torah. So now the Rambam addresses, okay, when does that obligation begin? At what point in the child's development does the obligation for the father to teach the son Torah kick in? So Rambam says in Halacha number 6, May amase aviv chayev lando Torah, from when is the father obligated to teach his son Torah? Mishiyaske ledaber, when the son first is able to speak, melamdo Torah tzivalanu Moshe u'shma Yisrael. So when the child begins to speak, so the father should teach him Torah tzivalanu Moshe, the Torah that is commanded Moshe, and Shema Yisrael. And these verses, especially for a child, instill really the basics, the belief in one God, the belief that Hashem gave us the Torah and that we're meant to perpetuate that. And va'achar kach v'lamdo ma'at ma'at psukim psukim ad sheyev ben sheish or sheva. So after that, he should teach him, continue with teaching individual psukim until he's around 6 or 7, a kolofi Boryu, all according to his health and to his aptitude. Umalicho etzel malamed atinokos. And at that point, you send him to school. And even though he said that the father has an obligation to teach Torah, so the Gemara says that Yeshua ben Gamla instituted or established schools in every city, so then it became more standard for people to learn in school. So it was also for the benefit of people who didn't have parents to teach them Torah. There's an interesting Yerushalmi that says that it indicates that there's a mitzvah to speak Lashon Kodesh. There's a mitzvah to speak Hebrew. So the Gemara there says when a child begins to speak, so he should learn to teach him Lashon Kodesh. And actually, in commentary on Pirkei Avos, the Rambam in the Paris Mishnayos says that be careful about a mitzvah kala, like a mitzvah chamura, be careful about even what we call a quote-unquote light mitzvah, an easy mitzvah, just like a severe mitzvah. So what's an example of a mitzvah kala? So the Rambam says, speaking Lashon Kodesh, or learning Lashon Kodesh, learning Hebrew. So there's a question there, whether learning Lashon Kodesh, whether it's a Hechsher mitzvah for learning Torah, or there is perhaps a benefit, there may be a mitzvah to speaking Hebrew, but just an interesting point that learning Hebrew, learning Lashon Kodesh, it's not just equivalent to any other language. At the very least, it enables us to learn Torah. But even more than that, just speaking in Lashon Kodesh is something that has benefit. So, just when a child is young, so the parents should give them the tools to learn Torah as well as teach them content of Torah, which will enable them as they progress to have a commitment to Torah for the rest of their lives.